launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. Again, freetalklive.com. Going to the AMP line to talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Greetings, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Hey. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this this revolution that we appear to be kicking off starting this week here.
Oh?
So you guys talked about this before, that New Hampshire has some legislation in place that would basically draw a line in the sand against the federal government and would say if the federal government crosses this line, or actually about seven specific lines, then New Hampshire considers the federal government null and void, we take our sovereignty back, and we don't recognize you anymore.
Well, now let's be fair, Dennis. It's actually just a resolution, and it's not really binding to the New Hampshire government in any way, shape, or form, but it certainly is a nice bit of symbolism.
Oh, it's a darn nice... You know, there's been some talk about this, that the state of Oklahoma passed this, what's being called a similar resolution.
Right. Did they beat us to the punch, huh?
Pardon?
They beat us to the punch.
Yeah, they did. They did. Although, I took a look at their resolution, and it's very, very wishy-washy.
Really?
So if you're complaining about New Hampshire's not being, like, having teeth, Oklahoma doesn't have any specific lines in the sand. It doesn't say what the government, what the federal government could do, and then it doesn't say what Oklahoma will do if such lines are crossed. So it just says we assert that we are sovereign, and we don't like what the feds have been doing, and we don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the American people calling themselves free.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's just a bunch of empty words.
As opposed to the American people saying, I'm free and I own the following firearms.
So,
and you can't know the list.
So in New Hampshire, they have laid down very specific things, very specific, if these things come to pass at the national level, then New Hampshire will essentially threaten to withdraw from the union because they aren't obligated to by this piece of legislation. It's just that they're sending a message to Washington to say no more of this, which, of course, will not stop them. They're going to continue on. In fact, I had a story tonight about how they're looking to bring back the assault weapons ban. Now, wouldn't that be one of those seven things, Dennis?
That is, in fact, number six, further infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibitions on type or quantity of arms or ammunition.
So if this New Hampshire resolution passes before the assault weapons ban comes back, then we're pretty much good to go for secession then, right?
Yeah.
So what is it? What are you calling about tonight specifically, Dennis? What's new? What's going on?
Okay, so this secession bill, it's not really a secession bill, it's a nullification bill, i.e. nullification of the federal government.
So would that be like a more politically correct term for secession?
No, because secession is you're leaving something. Nullification is there's nothing to leave.
I see. You're basically saying, well, since the federal government has violated so much of its own constitution, the constitution is in effect not even there anymore.
And New Hampshire was one of the states, and Oklahoma not, but I mean, I don't suppose it really matters. But when you sort of look at it, New Hampshire was one of the states that opted into this union. So they had the right, essentially have the right to opt out. And they left themselves that caveat, did they not, Dennis?
They did, and in fact, they had requirements. They had pre-requirements for joining the union, and some of them were that the things that the federal government can do had to be spelled out, or it had to be made clear that the federal government could only do the things that it was being allowed to do as specified in the Constitution, and that actually a few other states said the same thing, which is what led to the Ninth Amendment. And also to the Tenth Amendment.
Let me read those real quick for you, Dennis, just for people that probably don't know their constitutions.
People don't know their constitution?
Can you believe
it?
What's
wrong with these people?
The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So the fact that they're spelling out the rights in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean that these are the only rights in existence. Number 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by this Constitution, so go ahead, read the Constitution, and you'll see just how many powers they've delegated themselves over 200 and something years. nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So, in fact, the ruling bodies are supposed to be the states, not the federal government. But that's not the way things are today.
Hear, hear. So the House of Representatives of the state of New Hampshire is scheduled to vote on this resolution, this line in the sand resolution, this coming Wednesday. And so we've gone ahead and done, we being largely the Liberty Alliance, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, NHLiberty.org, mm-hmm. we have organized a rally, a nice little rally, to be held actually as the representatives are going into the building. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but I know specifically I can name 200 people that are going
wow.
to be there.
Myself included.
A lot of them are telling me that they're bringing other people. So I have no idea.
I know there are several carpools coming up from Keene. I'll be heading out there as well. So I imagine the parking is going to be a difficult situation in Concord.
Thank God. Excellent. I mean, yeah. Tie the place up, man. Tie it up in knots. I got a whole bunch of people coming to the rally to speak, which is pretty cool. Some of the folks who are going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum, which I'm sure you guys will talk about at some point, are coming up early to speak at the rally,
oh,
which
fantastic.
Is pretty cool. And among those people are Adam Kokesh from Iraq Veterans Against the War and Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. And because those two folks were speaking, that kind of piqued the interest of New Hampshire Peace Action, which is an anti-war type group homegrown in New Hampshire. So they're sending a person. There's some gun-type groups that are going to be talking. There's going to be the Patriot Pastor, if you've seen this guy, Pastor Garrett Lear. He's one of these people with a tricorder hat. And
you can only find people like him in New Hampshire.
Oh, man. He's a New Hampshire as they come.
Well, there's Williamsburg.
I believe Don Gorman, the original political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, is going to talk here, as is the Bill's.
So hundreds of people are going to be showing up in Concord, hopefully, coming up on, it's Wednesday morning, correct?
That's correct. Wednesday, it's going to start at 8 a.m. bright and early, 8 a.m. sharp. So, you know, people should get here early, make the pilgrimage into Concord. And as I tell people, look, if you need to call in sick and take a day off of work, if retaining your freedom is less important to you than calling in sick and taking a day off of work, then please enjoy whatever tyranny you live under. But that's not how we do things in New Hampshire.
Now, that's what I want to talk about here, Dennis, because we've got a national audience here tonight listening to this. How many other places across the country? I mean, yeah, there's Oklahoma and there's a handful of other states that have apparently similar kind of legislation that they're looking at. But as you say, Dennis, the New Hampshire one is the most the one with the most teeth of all of them. Are there hundreds of people showing up at state houses around the country, or is this only happening in New Hampshire?
To the best of my knowledge, it's only happening in New Hampshire. What I'd like to point out is this is not an isolated incident. This is not a one-off thing. In New Hampshire, you've got, say, for example, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which has half a dozen of its members elected as state representatives. I mean, that's the thing to me that is so unprecedented here, is that the legislature is getting this burgeoning Liberty Caucus. And what I'm seeing happening is this Liberty Caucus that is coming together, which is not just the members of the Liberty Alliance, it's people that the Liberty Alliance endorses and so forth. This rally is going to be the crucible from which is born a hardcore libertarian movement in a state legislature that I don't think has ever happened in any state, aside from maybe a few of the states when the darn nation was first founded.
And it's only just now, you mentioned the term burgeoning, it's only just getting started. Those half a dozen people you're talking about were elected over the last few years because of the Free State Project, because of this influx of hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented activists that have come here in order to live as free as possible and to work towards more freedom in our lifetime. And it's just something that's not happening anywhere else, and it's so exciting to see it happening. There's so much going on, and it's just we're going to have a lot to talk about here as the show goes on. The Liberty Forum, I think the organizer of the Liberty Forum is on the line. We're going to talk to Chris Lawless here in a little bit about all of the exciting things that are happening just in this next week up here in New Hampshire, let alone what's coming within the next few years.
If you're scared,
if you're anywhere near New Hampshire, get up to the Capitol.
Yep, and you can go to nhliberty.org to get more details on the event. Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight.
And if you're scared your liberties are going away, New Hampshire's the place to be.
Well, they are going away, that's for sure, all over the place, and we're backing them up here in New Hampshire. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, going back for an entire year. Free at freetalklive.com. And the 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway in Florida. The Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st.
The 12 Hours of Sebring.
For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. That's SebringRaceway.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Dawn, ladies first. Dawn, listening in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dawn?
I just have a question because something came up the last couple days, and I kind of worried. I was driving outside and somebody was telling me about some stickers on your mailbox. And if you have a blue sticker or a red sticker, which I thought was a joke when they told me, when I went home, I guess I have a blue one on mine. And I started driving around and noticing that everybody in my area had them blue or red.
Hmm.
So when I went online to look it up, now I don't know if this is true or what, so I'm hoping that somebody out there can tell me. It says that I found the website. It's called UAFF.
UAFF as in Frank Frank or SS as in?
Oh, UAFF as in Frank, F as in Frank, and it says FEMA Death Camp. And it says if you're on the red, if you're a red sticker, these people are the enemies, and they are the leaders of the Patriot Group.
Well, hold on a sec. This is a pretty outrageous allegation here. Let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You have driven around and you have actually seen blue and red stickers on various different people's mailboxes?
Yeah, well, I have a blue one on mine, and I'm wondering if I should take it off because I don't know anything about this. I'm new to all this.
But wait, you've also seen them on other people's mailboxes?
They're in my whole neighborhood, and then when I went driving about 30 miles.
And you're telling me the internet has said that if it's red, that means you're going to a death camp.
If it's red, it's telling me that you will be killed. If it's blue, you're going to a concentration camp for mind control. And I have a blue one, so I'm kind of worried.
It sounds to me like a trash pickup thing.
Yeah, I don't know where that came
from. Here's the first thing you do. Take your mailbox and saw it off. The only thing that it's used, go to the local mailbox store, get yourself a mailbox, then they'll never know because there won't be anything to stick a sticker on. And the only thing that the mailbox really is good for is receiving all the pizza coupons that are out there. You can go ahead and get a mailbox that's private, and then no one will know necessarily where you live, and you can route all your stuff through this mailbox. It's both what my partner Ian and myself, we both do this.
And I wouldn't be too concerned about them rounding people up at this point in time. Yes, the United States is going down the road to tyranny, and it has been going that way for a number of decades. No doubt about it, the government is scary and dangerous and awful and tyrannical. There's no doubt about any of those things. And yes, it is true that there is a contract in play in the federal government to have camps built. However, no one's being rounded up yet, and
yeah.
I highly doubt they're going to be slapping your mailbox with an identifying sticker to clue you in to what's going on. It sounds to me like you just read some paranoid, you know, crackpot conspiracy website. I would rest easy.
Well, I just got worried because I went outside and I started seeing my mailbox, and then I started driving around. And you know how you don't notice things until you look?
Sure. Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't be too concerned about the men in black coming for you. Thanks for the call tonight. And interesting call, though. 800-259-9231.
Never heard it before.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. I can tell you I have not seen any sticker on my mailbox. And I do have a mailbox. I have one on my house.
Tear it off. You know, it's theft. The fact is, you buy the mailbox, and the government steals it from you. As long as it has U.S. mail put on it, nobody else can use it for anything. You could tell your friend to put a pair of keys in there to give to you or something like that, mm-hmm. and they'd be breaking the law.
Mine doesn't say property of the feds.
It's supposed to say U.S. mail,
you might be able to
slide based on that. I don't know, but
yeah,
they steal
these,
the boxes.
These old houses up here in New Hampshire, down in the downtown area of Keene, they don't actually have mailboxes in the ground. They're all up on the, they're mounted on the sides of people's houses, and they're usually just old letter boxes. They don't have any sort of identifying thing that says that they are the property of the postmaster, which is what all brand new mailboxes say.
They do all say U.S. mail.
Right. You go and you pay the money at Home Depot or Walmart or wherever it is they sell mailboxes. You're the one who bought the mailbox, but the instant you put it in the ground, it's no longer yours. Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, we continue with
nice
your phone
to be call. Nice to be in charge. Nice to have a monopoly.
Let's talk to Chris in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hey, is this Chris Lawless?
This is.
Chris Lawless, organizer of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2009 Liberty Forum happening next week. This time next week, we'll be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. What are you calling about tonight?
Just wanted to give you guys a quick update. Is that the hotel is actually sold out.
Oh, wow.
Want a room in the hotel, yeah, it's the hotel called me up and they said they're sold out. They only have executive suites left. However, if someone still wants to come, we are working with the hotel across the street to get a special rate. So they would have to email libertyforum@freestateproject.org and we'll get them in touch with the hotel to get cheap room across the street.
So the event itself has not sold out, but the hotel has sold out of rooms for people to stay in. People can still get registered. Is it through Sunday, or is it only through the remaining hours of the night, Chris, as far as getting into the dinners?
The lunches are actually sold out. We've sold out of lunches. And for dinners, they're available up until noon on Monday.
Okay.
At 12:30, I have to call the hotel. So noon on Monday, they can register online. They, of course, can use the code 2009FTL to get a 10% discount, but noon on Monday is the cutoff because we have to give the count for the meals to the hotel.
Okay, so people can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered there, get all the details, get the whole list of speakers. Going to be some great speakers coming up this year, including Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. Mary Ruart is going to be there, the author of Healing Our World. She's one of the keynote speeches. The other keynoter is Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun case, and there are just so many other great speeches that are going to be happening. Also, panel discussions. Mark, you and I are going to be on a media panel on Sunday. And the event, I should note, is going longer this year than it ever has. Usually it wraps up at around 12 o'clock on Sunday, and it looks like it's going to be going as late as 4 o'clock with Stefan Molyneux being the closing speaker. It's really it's a well-rounded event with people talking about everything from politics to civil disobedience and voluntarism, and it's just all over the map. If you love liberty and you're going to be up here in the New England area, you want to make it out to Nashua, New Hampshire this coming weekend from the 5th through the 8th. It's going to be a great time, the 2009 Liberty Forum. Anything else you want to get out there tonight, Chris?
Just if they do miss the deadline of Monday, they won't be able to get meals, but we will have registration at the door for people who want to come in just for the sessions. So Monday noon is the cutoff for meal, for dinners, and then they can show up and appear in person.
Great. And if you can't make it up, just tune into Free Talk Live because we'll be broadcasting live the entire weekend. Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight, and we'll see you next week. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are completely free, including the wiki. We've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. That's the point of the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL as in Free Talk Live for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about anything. Hughes is on the line in Florida, listening to WFTL, or FLA, rather. Hughes, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, John Hughes, just like Howard Hughes.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you. This is going back about 2 or 3 weeks. You were speaking about this fellow that the car was broken into, and he was very annoyed. The police didn't take any action, and you chimed in that the police were probably in a hurry to get around and give out summonses. I just want to explain the procedure to you. This is a crime against property.
Mm-hmm.
The police come. The crime has already occurred. The police come and take the information. They don't see anybody that did it. They turn it over to the detectives. Now, they go continue on patrol, not only looking for people that may be blocking your driveway or blocking a crosswalk, but they're also looking, trying to prevent crimes. They give it to the detectives. The detectives possibly might be busy with a homicide, a brutal assault, or a rape. Crime against property goes on the bottom of the list. Do you agree with that?
They're probably also busy with drug investigations, too.
As if the police don't want to do anything.
Oh, no, 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 no. We never said that. We say all the time on this show that the cops would love to be able to throw themselves in front of a bullet in order to save people, that that's what police want to do. However, yes. their higher-ups are the ones that set the agenda. Would you not agree that the reason that people accept police being there is, by and large, they expect themselves and their property to be protected, but the vast majority of the time that property crimes go completely unsolved while cops are out there giving tickets for somebody going, you know, to 11 miles an hour over the speed limit or something like that. I haven't ever had my drive. I've never had my driveway blocked, but I've gotten a hell of a lot of speeding tickets.
Well, did you speed?
Who the hell are they to tell me that I can't? Did I hurt anybody?
Well, it's against the law, whether you did or you didn't.
What if I don't agree with the law?
If I fired a gun,
you should change it, Mark. Run for office.
Was born in 1960. Fired a gun at you and didn't hit you, I shouldn't get arrested then.
That sounds like a threat to me. Are you saying that speeding's a threat? Because when I go out on the interstate there on I-75, I see people going 90 miles an hour, and it's not a threat to anyone.
They're driving safely.
That is a threat.
How is that?
Are you going 65 miles an hour on Highway 70? If you're going the speed limit on I-75, you are a threat because you're impeding traffic.
No, you're twisting and turning things around. It's a threat going 95 miles an hour.
Why, sir?
Period.
Why?
Because I just told you. It may go out of control. There may be a deer crossing. You may have to stop short.
In Florida?
Yes.
A deer?
There's no deer in Florida?
Well, they're tiny little dogs. I think people have domesticated them, haven't they?
I've never seen a deer on the interstate in Florida.
You're getting silly now.
It probably happens.
You've never seen a deer on the highway. Okay.
In Tampa, Florida, in Hillsborough County, there's a deer that's not in a zoo?
You're kidding. You're in my backyard, mister. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey,
that's silly.
There were deer out in Myakka, but I never seen them out in
on
the interstate.
Never saw a deer.
I lived in Florida my whole life. Never saw a deer anywhere in any coastal.
Well, hold on. I'd like to know a little bit more about driving safely here, since you are the expert, Hughes. Now, you're saying that 95 is unsafe. So what do you believe that the correct safe speed is?
I'm not a speedster. The correct speed, safe speed, is what is posted on the signs.
Oh, I see. So whatever the state says is correct.
I'm getting back to my remark about the police going to give summonses out when they should have been investigating the crime.
So, Hughes, you're saying that whatever the state...
It's not up to them to investigate a property crime.
Right. We're having a conversation, Hughes. Okay.
I'm not going to over-talk you. Go ahead.
You are saying that whatever the state determines is safe in your mind. So whatever it is the state says is okay. So if the state raised the speed limit to 90, then all of a sudden that would be okay in your mind?
Well, you better go back and talk to your representatives.
They're not my representatives, sir. They don't represent me one bit.
Did anyone vote? Speaking of representatives, representatives don't set the speed limit. Bureaucrats do. It's not like I get to vote whether or not the speed limit's going to be a certain I don't get a voice in it, as though that matters. But I do have to pay my property taxes in order to pave that road. So I'm forced to pave that road, but I don't get any say into what the speed is. There's no market evaluation as to what the speed is. If the speed is wrong, if somehow or another the omniscient bureaucrats set the speed wrong, what would we do about that, Hughes?
I'm sure they spent millions of dollars setting up formulas and checking. You ever see the wires across the road? You ever see the wires across the
I've
road?
Seen the,
that determined that the, determined the, now I let you speak, right?
Go ahead,
you ever
Hughes,
see the wires
right here
across the road that determine the passage of traffic and how much traffic is coming across? How do you think they gauge the red and green lights? Don't they gauge the amount of traffic going back and forth?
They do it on revenue generation.
Do you want
generation
something regulated, or you don't want things regulated?
They do
thought
it based on revenue generation, and it's been shown over and over again with stoplight cameras that the yellow light period shrinks when you get stoplight cameras. So the fact is, the bureaucrats want more money, and they want to give tickets.
I'd like to go back to the original reason you called, Hughes.
Yeah.
You were saying that the police are actually just out there, you know, they're investigating violent crimes, and so if you had something stolen out of your car, your car was stolen, well, it's just a property crime. That's down at the bottom of the list. But I noticed how you conveniently left out them investigating drug crimes, so-called drug crimes.
Yeah.
And where is that at
how
on their list of priorities?
How many crimes are on the book? How many crimes can I mention?
Hughes, where is that? Where is that? Hughes,
silly.
Since you know so
no
much about the cops.
No one could do all the crimes, Hughes. You couldn't read them all in your lifetime.
I'm asking you to specify for me, Hughes, since you know what their list is. Where do drug crimes show up on their list of priorities?
I think, let's see now, being that you're getting silly, I'm going to get silly. I think it's about 14. It's number 14.
Compared, now, where are the property crimes compared to that?
Property crimes are number 32.
Okay, so they're spending all of their time. So Hughes, can you understand why people might be a little bit upset, Hughes, that instead of actually protecting... Hold on a second there, bud. Instead of actually protecting... You know what? Pot him down for a moment. Instead of actually protecting and serving as they claim to be doing, instead of investigating a real crime against somebody's property wherein there is an actual victim, you have just admitted that these police are spending far more of their time and resources investigating so-called crimes that don't actually involve a victim. Drug crimes. So can you understand why people might be a little bit upset that the cops don't seem to do jack squat when they have things stolen from them, Hughes? Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah, I answer.
You're right, yeah, buddy. Go right ahead.
Drug crimes have no victims? Now you're telling me drug crimes have no victims?
Yes. Drug crimes have no victims.
Prostitution has no, is victimless also?
Absolutely.
Where the hell
sir.
Have you been? Have
gambling
you
ever... is also victimless. Gambling, prostitution, drugs, not a victim to be found anywhere in there, sir. Go ahead and explain to me where the victim is. I'm listening.
In what? Good. Would you listen?
Take your pick. Which one of those three?
How many assaults and homicides are involved with prostitution?
Assaults and homicides are crimes with a victim. We're talking about having sex for money, sir. Where is the victim?
Having sex for money.
That's what prostitution is, right? Where's the victim? You've got somebody who's consenting to...
I'm telling you where the victim is. When these people corral somebody in an isolated place and rob them and beat them on the head.
That's robbery.
That's where the victim is.
You're talking about robbery, not prostitution. Look, if people... Is this confusing for you, Hughes?
He wouldn't be in that place if it wasn't for the prostitute being there. Is that too hard for you to understand?
If people wore red shoes when they committed crimes, that wouldn't make red shoes bad or illegal. It's only the crime that they commit that hurts someone. Assaults are criminal. Robberies are criminal. Prostitution, not criminal.
Hughes, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that prostitution...
Not criminal in the sense of a moral sense. I understand that it's a crime in the legal sense. But the politicians have usurped morality, and now they get to tell you in the form of laws that you can't read, as you just admitted, because there are too damn many of them.
Hughes is making a good point, and that is that the prostitution business happens in very dark, secretive places where bad things can easily happen. He's right about that, except that doesn't apply to Nevada and places like the Bunny Ranch. And I'm going to bring you back, Hughes, if you'll hang on. We'll continue this conversation because I'd like to ask you how many people are getting clocked over the head in the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help.
But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting us on as many radio stations across the country as we can, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like that idea and you want to get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Hughes is still with us, listening on WFLA. Now, a conversation that started out about the police ended up being a discussion about various different victimless crimes, specifically prostitution, and Hughes was explaining that he believes that prostitution is indeed a crime with a victim because prostitution results in people doing things in very dark, dangerous places where they could be, for instance, if they're the John, they could be robbed by the, you know, a friend, a big burly friend of the prostitute, or the reverse could be true, where the John could rob or beat or kill the prostitute. So it's a very dangerous business, there's no doubt about that. However, Hughes, what I would like to submit to you is that the reason why prostitution is such a dangerous trade is because it's prohibited. And anything that is prohibited, whether it's guns, drugs, prostitution, gambling, will end up being controlled by the criminal element in society and therefore increase dramatically the danger associated with it. Because the reality of the situation, Hughes, is that in Nevada, many places in Nevada, prostitution is fully legal. And there are places like the, I think it's the Moonlight Bunny Ranch or something like that. There are a handful of these places around Nevada that operate fully out in the open. They are secure places that are safe. People can go there and they can engage in prostitution with a selection of women. And I don't know what the prices are like, but there are people that are competing for this for that kind of business in Nevada. And one of the factors is safety, not only safety from being robbed, but also safety from STDs and things like that. So with that in mind, Hughes, do you now understand why it is that prostitution alone is not a victim, or is not a crime involving a victim, that it has to have the prohibition element in order to be associated with violence? Does that make sense to you?
Under those circumstances, it's certainly controlled. Yes, controlled prostitution. I'm not against it at all.
So then you agree then that prostitution by itself is not a crime involving a victim. Do you agree with that, Hughes?
Well, he's not a victim until he gets hit on the head.
Right, absolutely true, Hughes. So, don't you think that the other 49 states that have outlawed prostitution are doing so for some reason other than keeping people safe?
Are they keeping, in what respect?
Well, clearly they're not keeping people safe by, they're not keeping people safe because in Nevada, where the prostitution's legal, people are safe. Whereas in Tampa, where it's illegal, people have to go out on street corners and perhaps get clocked in their head.
Right.
So they're not protecting you.
Thanks, Hughes, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue and talk to Carrie, listening in Florida to WFTL. Carrie, you're on Free Talk Live. Carrie, in Florida, listening to WFTL, going once. Carrie in Florida, going twice. Let's try instead Brian in New Hampshire. Brian, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Brian?
I've been listening to your program and heard Dennis and all the people talking about New Hampshire activism. I'm going to be going down on Wednesday to at least be a face in the crowd. We also have the New Hampshire seatbelt law coming up once again.
Yes, we're the only state in the union that it is legal for an adult to drive around without a seatbelt. And, well, the nanny statists are out there, and they want to keep you safe and cash in on the $3.7 million that the federal government will give them. So they're really doing it for your safety, I swear. And they've brought the seatbelt thing up again. It's passed the House. It hasn't passed the Senate. And we're going to have to show up and make a big stand, and hopefully we can stave them off once again. But I'll tell you, there need to be a lot of people out there at that the Senate Ways and Means Committee. I believe it's March
9th.
Yep, once again, they bring it up again. I was wondering if you guys would allow me to give the telephone number of the House rep that co-sponsored the bill.
It wouldn't really make sense for a national radio show. What else do you have on your mind tonight?
Oh, that's all. I just wanted her to be inconvenienced like I'm going to have to be inconvenienced going down.
What you can do is you can post it over at nhfree.com. There's a great forum there that will allow you to get that out to a number of activists here in New Hampshire and around the country.
Also, bbs.freetalklive.com is open for
anything you want. Yep, you can do that there, too. Thanks, Brian, for the call.
All right.
800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. I don't know if we have Carrie or if he dropped off the line, but if we do have Carrie, let's try him one more time. Carrie, listening to WFTL.
Hello?
Carrie, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling to kind of stick up to that last guy that you're saying prostitution, gambling, and drugs are victimless crime. And actually, when you fill out an arrest affidavit, the person, the victim in that crime is actually the state of Florida, because everybody suffers when there's people out there doing drugs and prostituting.
So when did you graduate from government school?
I just actually got out of high school.
Yeah, well, it's there. Well, how do I suffer? As you said, everybody did, so I must. How do I suffer if somebody goes to a prostitute and exchanges money for sex?
Well, obviously, there's older people in the community people your age think that looks bad, and they don't want that there. So guess what? They call the legislators.
What if I don't like the color of your hair, son?
Wait. Hold on a second.
What about my hair?
I don't like the way it looks.
Well, if I have blonde, spiky hair, is that better some transvestite walking down the street with her pants halfway up her butt, you know?
It all depends on your perspective, doesn't it?
To somebody who likes transvestites with tight pants, I suppose it looks really great.
Is your perspective...
Majority rules. You put 99 people in a room.
Why the hell does majority rules? This is a free country, and I should be able to do what I want, sir.
No, you can't do drugs. People get killed because of drugs.
I've done plenty of drugs, let me tell you.
You mean like the drug alcohol? You mean like the drug alcohol, Carrie? Because that's the one that kills the most people, and it's legal. Do you think we should outlaw it?
Heavens no, I'm drinking a beer right now. Well, I don't believe that at all.
So apparently you don't think, you think only the drugs you don't like should be illegal.
I mean, I've tried weed. I've smoked plenty of it. And I'm telling you right now, you mix weed and beer, you are toast. You are beyond toast. You can't talk.
So
I don't know about you, but I've done it several times and I've been able to speak.
It happens all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
You must talk about when you drink too much beer. Is that what you mean when you say mix beer?
I'm just saying. and it's very dangerous. You know your limit. With weed, you don't know if it's going to be the same stuff you got last week. It could be good stuff. This one hit could send you on your butt. You know?
How about smoke it in a little moderation, man. Take a couple of puffs and let it sit for
now
a little
while. Now, let's go back to the idea of people looking bad, things looking bad as you're going down the street.
Okay.
So anything that looks bad should be outlawed. Is that what you're saying?
This is how it hurts you. I'm not saying I really care. I don't care if there's drug dealers on every street corner. Obviously, you do bad things, they're probably going to try and steal from you and stuff. But I don't care. I'll defend myself, you know? But these other
You do sound like you just got out of government school. I think Mark was very prescient to bring that up. Now, here's what I'd like to point out. Let's talk about reality, okay? The reality is most prostitution is not done at the street level. Most prostitution, probably about 85% of the industry, is in-call and out-call girls. These are girls that will either come to your place of where you live, or you will come to a place where they do business out of, and money will change hands, sex will happen, and everybody goes home happy. The prostitutes you're talking about, the
and likely with the crabs,
the ones that you're the in-call and out-call girls take care of themselves pretty well.
Yeah.
But the ones you're talking about, these 15% that are the streetwalkers, they probably wouldn't exist.
That's where the crabs are.
Where do you live, by chance?
One moment. We'll get to that. The streetwalkers probably wouldn't exist in a world with legal prostitution because, well, they could do their business from their homes and they would be in competition with the other prostitutes to provide us, you know, a nice, comfortable place to do business from instead of having to work the streets because they're looking for the next fix of crack, which, again, would also be nice to have legalized so they wouldn't have to pay so much money for it and therefore they wouldn't have to hook in the first place. So what my point here is you're saying that prostitution's bad because, well, it's unsightly. And what I'm trying to tell you is that if you had legal prostitution, you likely wouldn't have the transvestite walking down the street ugliness that you were talking about. Does that make sense?
You know, in Nevada, though, it is legal, right? You know how
most
much
places.
An hour at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch is? You're a radio talk. You probably make a lot of money, and I guarantee you
nope,
cannot
no,
afford one
I don't.
Hour.
No, I
you
don't make a lot of money.
You cannot afford one hour.
Please, it's
you
not that much.
A mile, $20. You're in.
How much is it, Mr. Know-It-All? How much is it?
Probably a little over, probably some go from $2,000 for half an hour to upwards of $15,000.
Yeah, that's
for an
just
hour.
Not right.
You probably can pay that much.
I'm sure that, there's no such thing as $1,000. The line goes, there's no such thing as $1,000 hooker, only $1,000 Johns. So there are people that are, you know, might be willing to pay that, but not so much. And by the way, I drive a 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint.
Thanks, Gary, for the call. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up what you want. If you're on hold, we will get to your calls about absolutely anything. That's the point of the show, 800-259-9231. So how much does it cost to buy a prostitute in Nevada? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.